Thank you, Mr. Roberto Azevedo, Director General of the World Trade Organization, Mr. Guy Ryder, Director General of the International Labor Organization, Ms. Amanda Long, Director General of Consumers International, Mr. Robert Smith, Executive Director of U.S. National Public Radio, Ms. Julie Gichuru, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just coming from New York after hectic 2 weeks general debate session. So please excuse my voice. My voice has gone down, almost lost my voice. But I'm speaking out. I use my voice for raising the human rights and for poor people and marginalized people. I thank World Trade Organization for bringing us all together. And it's a great pleasure for me to be here for a second time. I was here a few years ago. As you have been discussing already, international trade is one of the defining activities of our era. Goods, services, and ideas on the move as never before. Without trade, my country, Korea, could not have risen from the rubble of Korean War and become a developed country. Without trade, China could not have achieved the impressive growth that has slashed the poverty. Wherever we look, from Indonesia to Brazil, from Australia to Europe, trade provides a path to accelerated growth and prosperity. History has unfolded along the routes of global trade from Timbuktu to the Silk Road. The entrepreneurial drive is clear. The question is not whether trade matters, but how we can make trade a better driver or of equitable, sustainable development. How can we make trade the foundation of a life of dignity for? In countries that trade, wealth is made. Also, that wealth is sometimes not always equitably. But where trade is absent, economies cannot grow. They stagnate. And when trade falters, the most vulnerable are the first to pay the price. That is why we need to promote trade that benefits as many people as possible, especially women, young people, and the least advantaged. Many least developed and landlocked developing countries have yet to fully benefit from increased global trade. We must integrate Africa, least developed and landlocked developing countries into the global economy through open, non-discriminatory and equitable trade. This is critical to diversifying the economies and making them more stable and resilient. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, next year, the governments have three interconnected commitments, three essential deadlines. This is going to be a very crucial year. First, we have to accelerate MDG process and meet the target as much as we can. Then member states should define, shape the future development agenda, what we call sustainable development goals. And by the end of December next year, we must have a universal legal climate change agreement in Paris. These are three very important responsibilities that member states, whole international community, must make. Trade has a major role in this. International trade is an essential component of an integrated effort to end poverty, ensure food security, and promote economic growth. An ounce of trade can be worth a pound of aid. That is why member states working on the Sustainable Development Goals have emphasized the importance of the multilateral trading system. On the other hand, trade can have profoundly negative impact on the environment, not least in terms of carbon emissions through the production, transport, and consumption of traded goods. Therefore, as part of the Sustainable Development Goals, we must promote policy coherence between economic, financial, and trade systems, and environmental sustainability, including the climate change agreement. Coherence will ensure that trade rules contribute to, rather than detract from, regulations to protect the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, trade can and should benefit everyone. That is why the international community needs to avoid protectionism. We need an open, fair, rules-based, and development-oriented international trading regime in the spirit of the Doha Development Round. That means correcting market distortions caused by export subsidies and or import tariffs. It means letting these developed countries benefit from duty-free, quota-free exports. It also means addressing countries' internal impediments to trade, such as lack of productivity capacity, excessive red tape, or inadequate infrastructure. We must also work to resolve outstanding issues related to the Bali package. We must focus on work program for tackling the remaining core issues in the Doha Development Agenda. Because of the slow progress on a multilateral trade agenda, bilateral, regional, and inter-regional free trade agreements have proliferated, where these benefits development and free trade, we should welcome them. But we should also beware creating fragmented trade rules and undermining the consistency of the multilateral system. That is why the United Nations fully supports the efforts of the WTO to conclude the Doha Round. This remains the best route to a fairer, development-oriented trading systems. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, throughout history, trade has joined us and lifted us. We are now joined as never before, and living standards have risen for an unprecedented number of people in all regions. But we still have a long way to go to fulfill the promise of the Millennium Development Goals. Sustainable development remains an aspiration, and climate change is a growing threat. If managed well, international trade can be a key driver of sustainable development. Let us use the power of trade to improve the well-being of people everywhere while carefully managing the planet's natural resources and ecosystems. Let us transform the way we do business by creating an enabling environment for trade and investment, and that will help deliver sustainable development. Trade matters to everyone. Thank you very much.